You're on the Commons. I'm Shu Bartholomew coming to you from WEBR in Fairfax, Virginia. This is Fairfax Radio. Hi, and on the air with me today, I'm thrilled and delighted to have Janet Barrett. Janet is a single mother from North Carolina who lost her home to foreclosures. And today we're going to be concentrating on foreclosures, the power that associations have to take your house away from you for no other reason than because they basically want to. They don't have to be particularly responsive. They don't have to let you know what's going on. They can just go ahead and do pretty much what they want to do. At least that seems to be the general consensus out there. I don't happen to agree with that. And we're going to say hello to Janet right now. Janet, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Janet. You're a single mother.
That's correct.
And you have a full-time job.
That's correct.
And you are going to school.
That's correct.
And you bought a house.
That's correct.
I had
a house.
You were a homeowner.
That's correct.
What happened?
I think I entered the Twilight Zone, Shoe. I bought a house. Made all my mortgage payments. Thought I was making my quarterly homeowner's dues. Contrary to my belief, my homeowner's association claimed that I was not. Never notified me of it until years later, during which time, you know, they were assessing me late fees, finance charges, and eventually when I finally heard from them, attorney's fees. Naturally, I disputed the amount and continue to dispute the amount. We have not been able to resolve anything. And finally, they foreclosed on my house last year. I'm currently living in a rental apartment right now.
So you went from being a homeowner to being a tenant.
That's correct. And to be quite honest, when I was a homeowner, I felt like I was a tenant.
That's an interesting comment. Why did you feel that way?
Because when I bought my house, I thought I had rights, inalienable rights, which I discovered that I did not. Fortunately, now that I'm a renter, I do have rights. And I'm wondering, why is it that we're told that the American dream is to own a home when, in fact, you're giving up so much rights? I mean, this is appalling.
Wait, you know, that's an incredible statement and an incredible assertion, and I think you're absolutely correct, because I think tenants do have more protections legally.
Unfortunately, that's what I've discovered.
Then,
and that's something that I plan to bring to people's attention and make sure that changes are implemented, because homeownership is a huge investment. That was my biggest investment my entire life, and to think that a couple of my neighbors can take that dream away from me, it's very hurtful, Shoe. Very, very hurtful.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've long been very opposed to the power of associations to foreclose. I mean, I've been opposed to the whole concept of common ownership. I think it's a lot of hooey. But to give your neighbors the opportunity to take your house away from you is absolutely ridiculous. And unfortunately, you know, we can sit here and we can talk about it, but It has real ramifications. It has some really horrible implications.
That's correct. My credit has been ruined. My son and I, we now live in a rental apartment. All the monies that I put into my investment has pretty much been confiscated by my homeowners association. I have not received a single penny from that foreclosure as yet.
Did you have a lot of equity? How long did you own the house?
I was living in my home for approximately 8 years.
So you had built up a fair amount of equity, right?
That is correct.
I mean, you owned it during the period when... I'm assuming that the same thing happened in North Carolina, but there was a period where all of a sudden property values just escalated, and it had nothing to do with the fact that it was in a homeowners association.
That is correct. I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a very progressive area. A lot of people have been moving in. The housing market has been very good, and property values, regardless of homeowners association, has remained very steady.
And so you had built up some equity, and you lost all of it.
To date, I have, yes.
Let me ask you, you say that they alleged, that the association alleged that you owed them an assessment, right?
That's correct.
Did they ever send you a statement of your account other than you owe?
I moved into my house in 1994.
Okay.
And I received a little slip of paper from them in December of 1997. And all that slip of paper said that I owe pretty much $198.06. Which, of course, was very surprising to me because I didn't even have a clue what it was for. I didn't even know that it was for dues. It just pretty much said I had an outstanding balance of $198. I made a phone call to the management company, PPM Inc. When I spoke to them, they said I needed to talk to the bookkeeper in the back, which they connected me to. I inquired about this slip of paper. It's about a 3x8 slip of paper, you know, the size of an envelope, hardly any information on it. And I asked her, I basically said to her, that I received this and I'm not sure what it's for. And to that, she indicated that the way the management company does their books, she has no way of figuring out what the amount was for.
Huh?
And, of course, that alarmed me because I said, you send this to me, and if you don't know what it's for, I certainly don't know what it's for. I didn't even know it was for late fees and past assessments or anything at that point. And naturally, I said to her, I can't pay this because I don't know what it's for, and you don't know what it's for.
Wait a minute. They sent you a bill. They told you you owed this amount of money, but they said they didn't know what it was for?
That is what the bookkeeper told me. That is correct. That the way they do their assessment, she has no clue what it's for. And that whenever I send a statement, then they just apply it against my account. It's laughable. It's extremely laughable.
Can I interrupt you here? Because I've been telling people this for a long, long time, and I want to remind everybody, if you live in a homeowners association and you send in a check for your assessment, please do yourselves a favor and put on there exactly what that check is for. If it's for the May payment, put on there May assessment, May 2003 assessment, or whatever, because what it sounds like you're telling me here, Janet, is they took your assessments, which you had been paying all along, right?
That's correct.
And they applied it to something that you had no idea was accruing there.
That is correct. And back to what you just said, out of habit and as a disciplined person, whenever I write a check in that little memo section at the bottom of the check, I always indicate what that check is for also.
Oh, okay. You do that.
I do that. Because that's a reminder for myself when I get the check back what it's for.
I'm not an attorney, but it would seem to me that if you indicate what this money's for, that's what they would have to legally apply it to. They can't just take it and arbitrarily pay off something else, can they?
That I don't know because I'm not an attorney either, but I was very surprised basically what she said. I was under the impression that when I got a statement, I was sending in a check for that quarterly dues, and on that date when I called her, that was the first time she indicated to me, and the first time I was aware that they have a different way of applying checks. To be quite honest, I thought maybe initially when I first spoke with her, I thought maybe, I'm sure I put my account number in there. I wonder if they're misapplying it. So I really basically did not put a lot of attention or a lot of emphasis on it. I figured they would eventually get it correct.
How much are your assessments?
My assessments at that time was in the amount of $53.
That's a quarter?
Per quarter. That's correct. That's about $17 per month. And when I left, I think that had been increased to $58 per quarter. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's about where it was when I left last year.
And how did they bill you every quarter? Did they send you coupon books at the beginning of the year? What? How did they?
They billed us quarterly, and that was another contention that I had with them because during the time that I was there until I suggested it, they would send us quarterly payment, I mean, a quarterly statement. And not once on that statement did it indicate that I, you know, didn't pay the quarter before or that I had an outstanding balance. Nothing. All it said was, you know, that my quarterly assessment is $53, you know, and 0 cents. So naturally, when I kept getting these statements, that's all I kept paying, I would get another statement and I would continue to pay it. At least that's what I thought I was doing, and they're claiming that that's not what I was doing.
So basically, you'd get a bill, you'd get a statement every quarter, and you'd write your check for $53 and send it in.
That's correct.
And how did they, okay, I guess that's a silly question. I was going to say, how the hell did they come up with $198? If you did, in fact, miss a payment, you're contending that you didn't.
To be quite honest with you, I don't know that because we're talking about years after they claimed that I missed a payment.
So
we're not talking about, for example, I missed a payment last quarter and then I got a statement.
So they didn't, if you missed it the first quarter, they didn't add it to your second quarter bill and say, now you owe us for the second quarter plus last statement.
That is correct. When I received that first statement from them in 1997, and I eventually discovered August 2000, when I finally received the first ledger from them, that was when I discovered that they claimed that I had missed a payment in 1995. Yet it was 2 years later that I received the statement from them.
So they came back 2 years later. They
claimed 2 years later from the first time they claimed that I missed a payment.
And there was no indication for the entire 2 years that you were in arrears at all.
That is correct.
And they have no way of knowing how you owe them $198.
That is correct. When I inquired about it, that was what I was told.
And so you lost your home for $198?
That is correct.
They sold it on the courthouse steps.
That is what they claim. I did not attend the foreclosure sale because I said to myself, I am not going to be a part of that. I will have my attorneys address that later on.
So for $190, that's what they claimed, huh?
That is correct.
And you, wow.
I know. It's, like I said, I've stepped into the Twilight Zone, and I continue to be in the Twilight Zone. I have to occasionally step out to go back to the real world.
And now you're living where you enjoy a lot more protections.
Yes. I don't have to worry about a homeowners association, and I have a little bit more peace of mind. When I make my monthly rental payment, women at my rental agency, they're extremely happy because I pay on time and every month.
And so you're not going to have these problems?
Not at all.
Let me ask you something, Janet. Would you, you know, when this nightmare is finally over with, and I don't know if you plan on becoming a homeowner again at some point, would you even consider buying in a homeowners association?
Not at all.
Did you know?
As a matter of fact, I spent the last, I work full-time, and I'm in school part-time as well, so I was in the middle of a big project, so I haven't had a lot of time. But I have occasionally been going out looking at property, and to be quite honest, what I'm looking for is a piece of, because I have a really dear friend who is, and, you know, during the time that I was going through most of this with my homeless association, finding him, and he got so angry one day, he said, Jan, why don't you just get a piece of land and let me build you a house, and forget about these homeless association. And he basically kind of put that thought in my mind, and that's what I've been exploring now. I've been looking for a piece of land, you know, maybe about an acre or half an acre, is where, you know, he can possibly build a house for me, because I regrettably do not want to be with another association.
You're not alone.
Seeing what they can do and how they behave.
You're not alone. A lot of people don't want to be in another homeowners association once they find out what these things really are all about. Let me ask you, and we're talking to Janet Barrett. Janet is a former homeowner in North Carolina. She lost her house to foreclosure because the association alleged she owed them $198, but they had no idea where that money came from or they had no way of accounting for that money. They just went ahead and sold her house because they said she owed them $119.
I stand corrected.
I'm sorry.
They did eventually send me a ledger in 2000, the year 2000.
Okay.
3 years after I requested it, and 5 years after the first time that they claimed that I missed a payment.
And what did the ledger say?
The ledger indicated where they claimed that I missed a payment in 95, and I don't have the ledger in front of me right now, and they claimed that I missed other quarters as well. Naturally, I had no way of going back to that because I didn't receive this ledger until 2000. You can say, why not go to your bank? We're talking about 5 years. I would have to go through the expense of trying to figure out what month those payments were made, trying to find checks that they claimed that I never made, or payments that I never made.
We're talking about
5 years, Shu, 5 years.
Is there no statute of limitations on this? I mean, can you keep going back and saying, oh, but what's to stop them from saying 20 years down the road, hey, you missed a payment 20 years ago, and we've tacked on legal fees, and we've tacked on all of this, and now you owe us, some phenomenal, astronomical amount of money.
That is correct. And to be quite honest, if I did miss a payment, Shu, paying that would not be a problem. Because, we're all human, and I expect that if I was too busy, I would have made that payment had it been brought to my attention. But it never was. And what made it worse was during that time, without my knowledge, I was being assessed late fees plus finance charge. And in addition to that, because I disputed it, they sent it to a collection attorney. Then they started assessing me attorney's fees. So while I'm inquiring with my statement, they're charging me, assessing me attorney's fees.
Oh, they do that. I mean, associations, unfortunately, are not the most efficient machines out there. They make a lot of mistakes. And to just take what you said and said, we're all human. Well, they're more human than the rest of us,
right.
I think, because the mistakes they make are just incredible. I've talked to people. They charge, and if you're not aware of this, they'll charge you for things that they have no business charging you for. They're not allowed to charge you
for. That's
right. They'll charge you for things that were prorated at settlement, for instance. And if you're a brand new homeowner, you're not sophisticated enough to know all of this. I mean, you've...
Right. But here's my thing also, Shu. My homeowners association pays a management company to handle their books. Okay?
Yeah.
My homeowners dues is actually being used to employ somebody to maintain the records for the association. These are the same people.
These are the experts.
This management company, who, because of their inefficiency, when I inquired or tried to get information from them in 1997, were not able to give me that information. Yet my association continues to hire this management company, continues to pay them, and continues to side with the fact that and has not to this day asked, why was it in 1997 when one of our homeowner inquired about this, why wasn't she notified at that point? That is an answer I still haven't gotten as yet.
This is you're asking this of the board, huh?
I'm sorry?
You're asking the board this, the people who are there supposedly to protect or to look out for your interests? They represent
correct.
You?
And that is correct.
Did you go to the board at the time when you first got this?
I have spoken to the president of the board, yes, that is correct.
And they did nothing?
Actually, no. When I met with him for the first time, he said, we'll get to the bottom. Basically, we'll get to the bottom of this because he realized that even if I did miss a payment, it was not intentional. And there's a difference whether, because there are people who do not pay their homeowners association.
I
was not one of those, Shu, because I still continue to pay.
Oh, I understand.
And he even commented that it's obvious that it was not intentional if there was a missed payment.
I understand, and I know that most people are not habitual delinquents.
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you.
I'm sorry. I said most people are not habitual delinquents. I think once in a blue moon.
That is correct.
You know, and often when somebody misses a payment, you need to go and check on them and make sure that everything's okay. It may have slipped their mind. So they may be going through personal problems. And if you know that they are always, always, always on time and they always pay their payments.
Yes, and that is correct. But, Shu, in 1997, when I made a phone call to PPM, I was ready to resolve my account at that point. I was ready. Even if they had said I'd missed in 95 and it was brought to my attention, I could have at that point resolved the matter.
And
I could have.
But you wanted an accounting.
Well, I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know that it was for missed assessment.
Well, they just told you owe us an additional 198.
That is correct.
What was it when, at the end? I mean, this is what they told you owed them.
Oh, by the time they foreclosed on my house, it had escalated to over $3,000 because of all the attorney's fees.
Okay, that was where I was going.
So my house basically sold for, was sold for $3,000. I guess over $2,000, $2,500, almost $2,900, of which was for attorney's fees.
They sold your house for $3,000?
That is correct.
Oh, you mean that's what they just...
that was the amount alleged that I owed.
What was the house worth?
My house at the time, I'm not 100% sure because I hadn't put my house on the market, but homes in my particular neighborhood were anywhere from, I would say, 170, 180 to maybe 230, 240,000.
So for $3,000, they sold your house.
That is correct.
And they claimed that it was one missed assessment.
No, it wasn't. I said the first assessment
this is what escalated, right?
That is correct.
It was the one assessment for $53 that sort of ballooned into $3,000.
Yes. I said the first assessment was in 95. Missed payment, they said, was in 95. They claimed that I had another one. I don't know if it was 96 or 97. I'm going by memory now, but it was for more than one. But the first one, which I thought was ironic, because I had moved in 94, the fall of 94, I think was, I was in my house by Thanksgiving, so it was late November, December. So by 95, they claimed that I'd missed the payment.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that there were two payments there that they claimed that you had missed.
That's correct. Because that's what also concerned me, because when I saw this statement for 198, I didn't have any clue what it's for. And when I spoke to her, she said she didn't know what it was for either. And I think she surmised that it was for assessments. And which was all just... She was just talking at the top of her head, vague information. I don't know. I had no clue, like I said, in 1997, what that $198 was for.
Did you know what an association was when you moved in?
No.
You had no idea?
No.
I didn't either. You know, when we first bought our house, we had a ratified contract, and the agent says, hey, there's an association here. I said, what's that? And, by then it was way too late, and, you're sort of halfway moved in, and they say, hey, there is an association, and, oh, don't worry about it. All it means is you have to pay so much a month, and they'll pick up your trash and clear the snow.
That is correct. Same here. And, when I asked how much it was, they said $17, and I was like, okay, $17 a month, and you made sure that, the entrance to our subdivision is well maintained and certain things. I'm like, no problem. I don't have a problem with that. Little did I know that I was stepping into a nightmare.
It's been a nightmare, hey?
It really has been. I tried to separate myself from it because I am in school and I'm trying to do well, and I cannot let this consume my life. But it has been very, very stressful, extremely stressful.
You have a son. Is he still living at home?
Yes, he is.
He's
so
young.
We're both living in a rental apartment now.
How does, you know, how did this affect your son?
My son is very quiet, and he was, you know, pretty upset about it, and because that was his home. And he knew also that was my first home, and, you know, all his friends live in the neighborhood. And right now, it's a little bit touchy for him because where we live right now, he's not as close to all the friends that he grew up with, you know, that he went to the middle school with and high school with. And there are times he's, you know, here. And, for example, 2 weeks ago, he was in an automobile accident, and someone rear-ended him, so his car was out of commission. And so he was basically stuck in the apartment because he didn't have his car. And his friends, you know, rarely visited him because of the distance. So he's living miles away from where his friends are. And that really upsets him because he felt like he was stranded. He didn't have any way of getting around. And, you know, his friends and all the people that he knew were not around.
So basically, this is, it just really,
yeah, that aspect of it, that he had to move away from his friends, really upset him a lot.
See, I often wonder what kids are going to grow up thinking. You know, they watch mom and dad afraid of what's going to happen and being terrorized and abused by their neighbors, and it's perfectly okay for that.
Right.
And I sort of wonder what kind of a country we're going to have in the years to come. When all of these kids grow up and they think, hey, it's okay. I mean, this is how we grew up.
That's right.
My parents lived in fear of what my association would do. And
that's
the association's
right.
Made up of neighbors.
Yeah, well, not just the kids around, but even neighbors around are also living in fear. Because my neighbors, you know, watched and saw our homeowners association foreclose on my house. And they're saying to themselves, oh, my God, they can do this to me?
That's a good point, that they didn't realize that this can be done, hey?
That is correct, because a few neighbors, you know, said that to me. I mean, they were just shocked. They had no clue. And I said, yes, your homeless association is doing this. What are you planning to do about it?
What did they do, anything?
Not to my knowledge. I've been so busy that I haven't really kept up with a lot of people back there.
Well, I wish you all the very best, Janet. I hope you find your acre out there in the country. Make sure that it can never be turned into a homeowners association.
That is correct, because I've heard that, you know, they can come behind you and put up a subdivision around you and
double you up.
And swallow me up, and I guess I'd have to move again.
No, you don't want to do that. You want to get put down roots and be comfortable. But thank you so much for joining us today. I wish you all the very best.
And just a note, Shu, my son is getting ready to start college in the fall, and the equity in my house, I deliberately didn't pull it out, made extra payments certain months because that was his college fund.
Oh.
And they have denied him that.
I hope you get your money back.
Yep. Oh, I have all confidence that I will. I believe there's a Lord above, and I have all confidence that I will.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers, you know, crossed for you, and we're pulling for you, Janet. And thank you so much for coming on and talking to us. I really appreciate it. And keep in touch and let us know how you make out.
Absolutely, Shuin. Hopefully the next time I'm on, I'll have wonderful news.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you all for your time.
Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life. I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. they're full of woes. No pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.
WBR Fairfax Radio, you're on the Commons. I'm Shu Bartholomew. Welcome, and I'm glad to have you with us. Today we're talking about foreclosures and how easy it is for you to lose your home if you live in a homeowners association for sometimes what doesn't appear to be much of a reason at all. On the Commons with me this second portion of the hour is Ralph Blevins. Ralph is a homeowner also in North Carolina who lost his home to foreclosure by his association, but he just got it back at a tremendous expense. Ralph, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm really glad you're with us.
Thank you, Sue, for having me again so I could continue my episode that's going on and as a reference to a town homeowner. Since last year, to get you up to speed, my home was on July the 17th last year, was closed without my formal notification. They locked me out of my home with all my stuff in it, all the premises. When I found out that the homeowners had supposedly the authority to foreclose on me, which they did without formal notification, I retained a lawyer. And the lawyer, first thing he said, well, I need $1,500 to initiate the lawsuit to try to get your home back. As of June the 7th this year, we finally I got my home back. The tragedy about this thing, it cost me over $10,000. I had to pay the Homeowners Association not only the $3,000 assessment that they originally had over a $350 shed that they removed off my premises. They got $6,000. I had to pay attorney's fees over $4,000, and I finally got my home. The stuff that I had in my home, some of the stuff disappeared after a year. The homeowners are trying to the Homeowners Association is trying to track down the stuff that was taken. I still haven't got that reconciled. But the bottom line is, I just like to tell everybody that as a homeowner, you have no rights, especially on townhomes or condominiums. The homeowners are so powerful that they can do just about anything they want on your home and lock you out, just like they did to me. Supposedly, have a friend with the attorney from the Homeowners Association.
Ralph, can we get started from the beginning? I think I remember your story, but we have a lot of new listeners who may not know exactly what happened. So can we give them the basics?
Sure. The basic what started this whole episode was I had a shed in the back of my townhome, which you can buy. Supposedly, when you purchase a townhome, you have legal property, a property rights into it. The shed that I had on there was removed without my consent. The Homeowners Association felt that they didn't want it on the back of my property, so they took it off of this. So I had a long-term dispute with them that I wanted my shed returned or pay me for it, and they never did that. So they decided to foreclose.
You weren't living in the house at the time, were you?
No, because I was retrofitting it for my grandchildren to go to college and stay in it. So, fortunately, they were getting ready. This is in July. They were going to college last year in August. Just before that, that's when they've locked the doors on me.
So, wait a minute. You went to the house and you couldn't get in.
Correct. Well, what they did is they changed the lock without me knowing.
How did they get in? Did they break the locks,
existing
locks?
They removed my lock on my premises and then conveniently lost themselves for a week until I retained an attorney.
So wait a minute. So you went back to the house and you put your key in the door and it wouldn't work.
Correct. If they had installed the lock, they'd got a locksmith and installed their own lock, so I couldn't get in.
So they basically had they sold the house by this time?
Well, no. They didn't. What they did is they locked it, and afterwards the Homeowners Association bought the for the outstanding what they said was $387 of an assessment that I had against me.
What was the assessment for?
They said it was an assessment for the terms of not paying an assessment that they were going to do some upgrading around on the premises.
This was
and
a specialist?
I refused to pay that.
This was a special assessment?
Yes, the special assessment that they said, and I told him, I said, well, I'll pay for that if you pay for the shed that you remove off my premises.
Okay, wait a minute. They came on, first of all, you bought a shed and they took the shed away.
Yes.
And then they special assessed you and you refused to pay the $300 and some, right?
Right.
And so then they came in and they changed the locks on your door and locked you out.
Correct. So they locked me out. Then afterwards, the interesting part of it, I retained the lawyer. And I had to pay the lawyer certain fees to initiate a lawsuit, which we did. Well, we never went to court, but we did have last month in June. We had arbitration, and with arbitration, my attorney said, well, Ralph, the best thing you better do is just settle up with them, and afterwards maybe you can pursue recourse to try to get some of these funds that you're paying. So I have got my home back. But, the interesting part of this thing here, I didn't realize, when I had contacted those people last July, as soon as they locked me out, the attorney for the Homeowners Association, and it's supposed to be my attorney, had conveniently gone off on vacation. And there was a 10-day grace period that all I would have had to do is go up there and pay that assessment, and I'd have got my house. But he disappeared, went on vacation. When he came back, he opened the registered letter that I was trying to settle up with him, and he just forgot about it. So what happens when I went to arbitration with him, we found out that this attorney had conveniently disappeared, and that's why they foreclosed.
Wait a minute. You said he's the association attorney and your attorney?
Yes. The association has an attorney. He's the one that foreclosed on me. And upon the foreclosure, there's a 10-day grace period that I could have called the homeowner association's attorney and said, well, I'll pay the assessment, which I had sent him a letter in context stating that I would have paid that assessment, but I had some problems with the amounts that they were trying to charge me. He took off on vacation. So I didn't find this out until I went into the arbitration in June, and I found out that the attorney had left when I had recourse. So what happens on arbitration, the attorney's company paid the homeowner association. I gave them $1,500 worth of credit, and I had to pay them over $6,000 to get my house back.
So you basically bought it from them. What was the $6,000 for? Legal fees?
Well, they said they doubled from the initial $380. The homeowners association got $6,700, which I paid, plus for my attorney, close to over $4,000. So it's over $10,000 that I paid. So bottom line is, the people, if you buy a townhome, you have no legal rights. The homeowners association has everything. They control everything. And if you think for one second that you're going to fight City Hall, you might as well forget it. It's going to cost you money like it cost me.
Well, we were talking to Janet Barrett the first half of the show, and she lost her home for $198.
Yeah.
And you say that it's $360-some in special assessments.
Correct.
And you did get your home back. Now, how come the association ended up buying the house? Is that legal? It would seem to me that there's something awfully fishy about that.
It is. I have the value of the townhome is in the $90,000. Equity in that home right now, I have about $17,000 to pay it off. So there's about $75,000 equity in the home. They bought that for the $3,000. And I think what happened, the Homeowners Association, when they knew that they were in trouble because they're in a nonprofit organization, that they were going to try to gain the $75,000 from the sale of my home to another individual. But I don't think they did that because I think that was a smart move on their part because they knew that I was initiating a lawsuit.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that they came on your property, they took your shed. Did they tell you that the shed was not approved? I mean, what was the reason they took your shed?
They took a part, but you said why they took my home? Is that what was the reason?
No. Why did they take your shed?
Why did they take? I can't hear your shoe. What?
Why did they take your shed? The shed that you said they came and took your shed away.
Yeah. Well, what happened was that they say there's a covenant agreement that you can't have a shed on your premises. And this is private property that you have, property that you've bought, and it's got showed on the meets and bounds and registered. But they control that. That property, they can do whatever they want to, and they tell you if you can't put a shed there, you can't put a shed there. Even though I had previous authorization to have that shed in.
You did have authorization to put it in? So they, first of all, they gave you permission, and then they came on. Did they tell you to take the shed off, or did they just come on there and take it?
They just came out there and took it at night.
They took it at night.
They removed it at night off the premises. One of the neighbors told me. And I didn't even know that the shed was gone until afterwards, and I called them about it, and that's when my problems with them started. And I said, you know, that shed cost over $700. It was an 8x15 shed, and it was removed. Why didn't you people just notify me and tell me that shed had to be removed? No response. So, you know, most of it is that the homeowners associates never responded. The only thing that they try to do is when they initiate this, the attorney to foreclose, and he, in turn, is supposed to be, you know, looking out for interest from the homeowners association and the homeowners. He conveniently disappeared when they foreclosed.
So this all started over a shed. They took your shed. They sold your house because you had a lot of equity in it. They sold it to themselves.
Correct.
And they were intending to sell it and get the
about a $75,000 profit. Because when I called them before, when I had my attorneys, I said, well, would they sell it back to me? They said they'd sell it to me for $81,000. So they were in $60,000 to $75,000. They thought that they were getting profit from it.
So
I'm finding out that the attorney now is no longer retained by the law firm. They have terminated his services because he did not act on my letter of response to them that I was willing to pay that amount that was what they were trying to do, $4,000, the $3,000 that they were trying to foreclose, that they had foreclosed on. But it took my attorney 11 and a half months to finally get to where we'd have an arbitration to get this thing done. Shu, the bottom line, like I said to you, it's a no-win situation for homeowners. The homeowners, you have no rights whatsoever.
What are you going to do now that you've got your house back, Ralph?
Okay, my intent now, since I know that the attorney that was hired or was representing the Homeowners Association duly neglected to call me and tell me, Mr. Blevins, you need to get here and pay this assessment. He conveniently left town or on vacation where he was. I feel that he is liable for the balance which I had to pay of the $7,000 in lawyer's fees, which he didn't act or represent for me, which he was supposed to by law.
So basically, so he got the money and he absconded, huh?
Well, the attorney, this is the Homeowners Association attorney, he thought that, you know, he realized they investigated the home. Shoot, they did so many things that were incorrect. They got a credit report that supposedly shows that I have excellent credit. I continued for the 11 months that my house was being held up. I made payments, my mortgage payments, still continue to pay them. So that I never lost anything on my mortgage that I was still paying on. I paid taxes, property taxes on that property. So I do have, I lost the use of that home for 11 months, even though I was paying my mortgage. I was paying the state and federal tax or the state taxes on that home. I had no access to it. I had an attorney that was supposed to be for the Homeowners Association and representing me, did not notify me that I had been foreclosed on. So he conveniently goes on vacation. And then after $10,000 that I have spent, I find this information. So I'm not only I'm not satisfied with my attorney that I had hired, but I've got my home back now, that my intent is to pursue this to further to find out why I wasn't able to get this thing, my home back, a lot earlier.
Are you going to keep the home, Ralph?
Oh, absolutely.
You are.
Still have the home, yes, ma'am. I still have the home. And my granddaughters are, this year now, a year later, they're going back to college, so they're going to use the home.
So basically you're going to keep it for your grandkids to use.
Sure.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that I remember you don't even live in the same county.
That's correct. I live in Johnson County, but my home, or this town home, is in Wake County.
Okay, so you, Yeah. Okay. And you had it, it was an investment, and you, it was
right.
a rental for a while?
Yes, that was that's correct. It was an investment, and it was last July. My kid, my grandkids were going to go to school at North Carolina State, so they were planning on moving, and I was fixing it at that time. When the homeowners association locked it, padlocked it, and would let me back on the premises.
And this is so bizarre. I mean, it just boggles my mind, and I've been doing this for a long time. But where do these people come up with these cockamamie ideas from to come in and break down your door? And
right. They're continuing now. The homeowners association that I've got my house back. They just tried to contact me and say that they want me to sign a letter that I would not seek to be an officer in the Homeowners Association for the next 3 years. And secondly, that I would not pursue any of the other legal action. And they're crazy if they think I'm going to sign that format because I am going to pursue legal action, not with my same attorney, because I feel that he didn't act as fast as he should have. And that he was paid properly for all the fees that I've paid him. So I'm still looking at other venues, and I'm just warning other people that that is financially, if that's your primary home, you're in trouble. You better react to them. If they try to foreclose, do what the Homeowners Association do to ask you to do, and then afterwards just file a lawsuit. And that's where my ignorance was. I didn't think that they were able to do that here in North Carolina. But they can lock the doors, lock you out of our house, and you have no access to that home until you either do something or get an attorney to help you.
Did you know that they were going to foreclose? Did they ever send you anything to say,
hey? Notices, but I just thought, see, my intent was with the foreclosure. I said, well, I'm going to go to court, which is fine. I'll go to court, and I'll express exactly what the situation is. I didn't realize that they could come to the foreclosure, hold this thing on the doorsteps, show up there, foreclose on it, buy that property for the $3,000, which they did, and then afterwards go in there and lock that up, and then you're supposed to have 10 days to try to get with the settlement. They don't contact you, and then they, you know, there you are, ignorant me. I'm out of my townhome for a period of 11 and a half months.
You must have lost a lot of income.
Well, yes, it would
rental
have been
income.
Absolutely, because I could rent that premise right now for $650 a month. 11 months would have been over $7,000. So that was another $7,000 loss of revenue that I would have incurred, too.
Are you going to try to get that from the association?
Well, my course my course of action right now is that, number one, I want to get reimbursed for that shed that they removed off my premises. Number two, I want an apology from the Homeowners Association that they have. I basically think they just, you know, well, what they tried to do is get this money supposedly to upgrade other things where these townhomes have not been that well taken care of by the Homeowners Association. So, and these individuals that are running this are really upset at me. So I could care less about that, but I'm going to try to spend some more money with attorney fees. But this time, I've got the information which I had from the arbitration with attorneys, and this attorney stating that he did willfully not contact me, and or the rights that he had was supposed to be as a custodian of the properties and the homeowners and the owners, that he did not do his job and he was negligent, and that's my major contention right now for the lawsuit.
He admitted that the attorney did.
Oh yeah, under this thing, and I had the deposition that was taken, Shoe off, which he states that he left, went out of town. And they did not open the mail for 10 days till he got afterwards when he came back. And then that period was over with. So conveniently, they hadn't said anything. But the interesting part of the whole thing in the arbitration, this firm who had retained this attorney has agreed to give the Homeowners Association $1,500 credit with the law fees. So they're admitting part of the fault too. So here I am. I had to pay them $6,000, so over $6,000, so $65,000 or whatever it is, $7,000, and this attorney's law firm had to pay the Homeowners Association or give them credit $1,500 worth of legal fees. So the Homeowners Association came out of this deal about $8,500, on a $370 initial assessment, special assessment. That's pretty good money.
They didn't do too badly, did they?
No.
And did they protect, I guess my question is, how well did they protect everybody's property rights by doing this, or property values?
Well, they haven't done anything to the properties. That's part of the problem, Shu. And then afterwards, trying to get me so that I would sign these things to say that I wouldn't seek office. I probably would try to seek office again, because what I want to do is make sure that other people are not exploited the way I was. And if there is a problem with these special assessments, make sure that people are notified by these special assessments. And secondly, not to remove personal property from people's houses without duly notifying that you're going to remove this property from it.
Well,
I would have been glad to move that shit out of their shoe. I had no problems with that. What really set me off was when they went there at night and removed the shed without my permission.
Yeah,
and they knew exactly who the shed belonged to. And what premises it was. So that's not an excuse to be able to say that they can remove property without notifying people.
Did you ever get the contents of the shed back?
Did I get what now?
The contents. You had some stuff in the shed.
Well, a year, 11 months after I went back in there, it was left just exactly the way I had left it, except there was stuff in the townhome. Tools that I was working in that were missing, some stuff that was taken off, and evidently the only one who would have been able to have access is the person who changed the locks, and the homeowners association people. They had to get new keys in. So my personal property that was removed, that's another thing which I'm trying to seek recourse on now. They haven't answered me in that respect yet.
But, Ralph, you had some stuff in the shed, right? When
yes.
They took the shed, did you get any of that back? No.
I got the only thing that I got back was some a few contents. I did not get everything back, Shu.
Well, good luck to you, Ralph. Keep in touch. Let us know how you make out. I hope you get your money back. Don't sign anything agreeing to not give them a hard time. You go after them. They need it.
I sure will. Just like I said to everybody, be careful, because they are very, very powerful and very, very shrewd people that are running these organizations, and the developers are right in there with them.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, thank you so much, Ralph. Thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate it. I wish you all the luck in the world. I hope you get your stuff back. I hope you get your money back. And good luck to your granddaughters. I hope they enjoy living there.
Thank you.
And keep in touch. Let us know how you make out. It's nice to know that somebody got their house back.
Yeah, but it was a long, tedious, and I think I aged 15 years over it, Shu.
It's a struggle, yeah. I thought, yeah, they don't protect your health very well, these associations,
exactly.
Do they?
Thank you very much, though, for having me on your show, and I will keep you posted as I am going to be one of the leaders here in North Carolina, try to look out for the rights for homeowners, because it's a tremendous thing that's going on with these associations. The state legislatures need to be aware of what's going on.
I agree with you. Well, thanks. It's nice to have you join our ranks, Ralph.
Bye-bye.
Look forward to meeting you.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out with me on the Commons today. Please join us on the Commons every Saturday, same time.